psalm. Amen. So get that today. It's out back, and it'd be a blessing to you, and it would be a help to you for sure. Anyway, today we are in a new series, and I call it a new series. I do a lot of stuff about America. I mean, that's what I do. I do it a lot of times in July, and so these are things that I talk about, I care about. But why is Thanksgiving? I like history. I'm not great at it, but, you know, I can read, right? Come on, you know what I'm saying? So I love this. As a matter of fact, in January, I got one of my favorite people coming, Bill Federer, who's a historian, a great writer. He's going to be with us the first Sunday in January. He's coming, and I mean, the guy's incredible. He'll probably talk about ISIS and all the mess that's happening in the Middle East. The guy is phenomenal, written so many books it ain't even funny. Amen. But a lot of times I read his stuff, and I love reading his stuff, and I get a lot of help. So today we're going to look at our Thanksgiving heritage, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you. Let's go with it, Rod. You got to push me now, baby. Here we go. Look at that. Who are them folks? Them the pilgrims. Can you say it? The pilgrims? Come on. The who? The who? We're talking about Thanksgiving today. All right? Hope I don't bore you to tears here. That's not the plan. All right? Let's go with it. Come on. The pilgrims, Rod. Push me a little bit, buddy. What's a pilgrim? It's a stranger who's traveling or dwelling in a what? A foreign land, often described as one, this is by the way Webster's and Wikipedia, you can find these definitions, often described as one journeying to a what? A holy place, pilgrims, coming from somewhere to here, journeying to somewhere unknown for a reason that's holy, for something that's right and good, amen? That's where we come from, guys. I hope this blesses you today. I don't hear it a lot here at Fellowship, hardly ever. And when I do hear it, I sort of put it down pretty quick. That's complaining. Even when I'm out in the community, somebody griping or getting on to somebody at a cash register, don't be surprised if I don't walk up to them and go, hey, hush, how about that? How about that? I've done it many times. Doesn't bother me. People don't like me to tell them to stop complaining, being ugly to people. You listening to me or not? You live in America! Hush your mouth! Are you hearing me today? Say, oh, by the way, I'm feeling better. You hearing me today? Listen to me. Come on, man! Who are you? Who are you? And who am I to complain and gripe? Man, we're Americans. Oh, and by the way, we're Christians. We're Christians. That trumps everything as far as making us hush our mouth and be grateful to God. Y'all listening or not? Come on. I know I'm hard, but so what? I want to be a winner, man. You don't win by complaining. Oh, you can get a lot of stuff, though, can't you? Get a lot of people to feel sorry for you. I'd rather not. Amen. Say. Come on. I want God to get glory. So who were these pilgrims? Let's talk about them. Here we go. We're going to roll now, Raj. They were from England. They were believers in Jesus Christ. Can you say that with me? They were. Just in case you hear somebody on the news or something, media say otherwise. Bull. Come on. Their goal, this was their goal. To achieve and preserve a simplicity and a purity that they felt had been lost in Catholicism. Oh, this isn't me writing this, guys. This is history. And the Anglican Church. That's why they left. That's why they were moving. That's why they were going. That's why we're getting out of Dodge. We're going somewhere else. That motivated them. They wanted to establish themselves as being able, say this with me, to rightly interpret the Holy Scriptures, keep going, independent of an inherited social, cultural, or religious. Did y'all hear me or not? Thank God is right. They left England in 1608. Now, if you know your history, they didn't come here till 1620. Well, they left England in 1608. They went to Holland. It's a whole lot easier to go to Holland than it is across the Atlantic Ocean. Let's go to Holland. How about that? I would have voted for that one. Atlantic or Holland? Holland. With hopes of religious freedom, they went there for that reason. After 12 years, can you say 12 years? They decided to move again, and after obtaining the backing of a Virginia company, 103 pilgrims set out for America. They got them a little backing to come over here. So the pilgrims. So, that looks like Holland. I've been to Holland. How many have been to Holland before? I mean, did you ever eat you some cheese in Holland? I did too. Did you get you some wooden shoes in Holland? I didn't either. I'm so glad I didn't buy those things. You know, people buy gimmicks everywhere they go. I almost did it though. But I did eat the free cheese, that's for sure. Okay. In 1620, after having lived in Holland for 12 years, I want you to know this name very clearly. Say it with me. Governor William Bradford. Help me one more time. Governor William Bradford. He described the pilgrim's departure. This is where we get this history from. It's not from somebody else talking about it. No, this is from his own writings. I like to hear from people who were there, don't you say? Okay? So, Governor William Bradford described the pilgrim's departure from Holland to England when they would board the ship bound for America. Keep looking. Out of 100, so he's writing, and he's writing about their coming to America. And here's what we did. Through his writings, he would say things. Well, a lot of what he said was right out of the Bible. So we have included today the scriptures where he got what he said from. Amen? Say. Because a lot of times you say stuff every once in a while like, you know, I can make this. I can make it through this because God's good to me. God's with me. Well, that's Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. Y'all do that sometimes. You tell yourself things, but you find out what you're saying is really what the Bible says. Y'all like that or not? Say. Okay? So he wrote, and we were able to look at his writings and see where he was coming from. And some of it's just identical to exactly what the scripture said. So out of 103 pilgrims who left on that voyage from England to America, 51 of them died in the first winter. So out of 103, that's half, right? Half of them. And you know that they lost their family. Everybody lost somebody. Unbelievable. In that first horrible winter here. William Bradford. He was the leader of the pilgrims. He was elected governor of the Plymouth Colony in 1621. But we ain't got there yet. But he was. He was elected every year until his death in 1657. I call that a good governor. Don't you say amen. Come on. Oh, William Bradford right there, baby. Come on. Keep looking. Bradford recounts their journey. So being ready to depart... Are you all right talking about the pilgrims, say? Good, good. Because it's America. It's talking about America, buddy. Talking about Thanksgiving. Where'd it come from? Our heritage. So being ready to depart, they had a day of solemn humiliation. That's humbling themselves. They're who? Taking his text from Ezra 8:21. And here's a scripture. Just a scripture. And there at ye river by Ahava, I proclaimed a fast that we might humble ourselves before God and seek of Him a right way for us and for our children and for our substance. The rest of the time was spent in powering out prayers to the Lord. So they met with their pastor. They read the scripture. Are y'all listening? You hearing a theme here? Yes or no? They spent the rest of the time powering out prayers. I love that language. Don't you say that with me. Powering out prayers. Prayers. Boy, it'd be good to get back in our life where our prayers are powerful. Amen. Say. Powering out prayers, not just saying something to get done, but being powerful prayer people. Amen. They powered out prayers to the Lord with great what? James says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails how much? Much. Mixed with abundance of tears. I love that, don't you? Powerful prayers, fervent prayers, prayers where they're weeping and crying. And the time being come, they must depart. They were accomplished with most of their brethren of the city unto a town several miles off called Delves Haven, where the ship lay ready to receive them. So here they go. They knew they were pilgrims, but they lift up their eyes to heaven, their dearest country. Not where they're going or where they're from, but where they're really going. Heaven. They lift up their eyes to heaven, to their dearest country, and quieted their spirits. That'd be scary, wouldn't it? Crossing the Atlantic. Hebrews 11 says these all died in faith, just back to the Bible, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. That's what the pilgrims did. They were persuaded of them. They embraced them. They confessed that they were strangers and what? Pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a what? And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had the opportunity to return. So in their hearts, just from the Bible as well, they're pilgrims. Now they desire a better what? That's what the writings of Bradford said. That is a heavenly country. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their who? Their God, and He hath prepared for them a what? So even though they were going across the Atlantic, it was to heaven they looked. Y'all hearing me this morning or not? Come on. Bradford writing, what could now sustain them but the Spirit of God and His grace? It was all on God now. May not and ought not the children of these fathers rightly say our fathers were Englishmen, which came over this great ocean and were ready to perish in the wilderness? But they cried, say it with me, unto the who? And He heard their voice and He looked on their adversity. Deuteronomy. And thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God, a Syrian ready to perish was my father. And he went down into Egypt and sojourned there with a few. But because they were a nation great, mighty, and populous. And when we cried unto the Lord God our Father, say it with me, the Lord heard our and looked on our affliction, our labor, and our oppression. That's what I'm saying. When Bradford wrote, he was writing Bible. Did y'all get that or not? His actual writings are his. He's got scripture all through there. And by the way, that's a good way to live life, guys. I mean, to be able to talk, to be able to have family time, to be able to have business and your where you work and your relationship with your wife and your children and your husband and your decision making. If out of your decision making, some of that is the Bible that's coming out of you. Y'all listening on that or not? Say. It leads your life. And that's the way Bradford's writing. Let them therefore praise the Lord, Bradford writing, because He is good. His mercies endure forever. Yea, let them which have redeemed of the Lord show how He hath delivered you from the land of the oppressor. Scripture again. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He's what? His mercy endures how long? That's what Bradford said. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Are you hearing His writings? First, the pilgrims. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. They cried unto the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of their distresses. Keep looking. He led them forth by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. So the Bible, it's in His heart, it's in their hearts, it's driving them. When they wandered in the desert wilderness out of the way and found no city to dwell in, both hungry and thirsty, their soul was overwhelmed in them. Let them confess before the Lord His loving kindness, His wonderful works before the sons of men. Having been blown off course, He keeps writing. We sailed the seas, Bradford recounts, but we were blown off course from our intended landing in Virginia. We were planning to be in the Carolinas or in the Virginia area. The pilgrims landed at Cape Cod. Say that with me. Cape Cod. On November the what? What's the date of date? What's the day? Date? This is Pilgrim Week. Ain't it? Say. It's Pilgrim's Week, baby. You know, it's also the week we honor our veterans. Man, should we ever be thankful, say. Come on. November the 11th, 1620. Say 395 years. This week. 395 years this week. 395. I hope you'll remember that all week. 395 years this week. The pilgrims came, the pilgrims came. 395 years this week, the pilgrims came. We should be proud of that. That's our heritage. That's our godly heritage. That's why you and I sit in a room today free to have church without somebody coming in here and saying, you can't teach the Bible like that. You can't say Jesus Christ is the only way. You can't do that. It's not the way the church teaches it. I could care less. That's what the Bible teaches. Amen? Say. Amen. Say. That's what the Bible says. We have freedom to do that. Y'all listening or not? Amen. You have the right to read your Bible. For centuries, people didn't read the Bible. They were told they couldn't read the Bible. They don't know how to read the Bible. They don't know how to interpret the Scriptures. Aren't you glad that's not true? Yes or no? Come on. So, November 11, 1620, William Bradford recounted the landing at Plymouth Plantation. Having arrived in a good harbor and brought safe to land, can y'all say this with me? They fell upon their knees and blessed the God of heaven who had brought them over the vast and furious ocean. Wow, wouldn't you do it, say? If you'd been on that ship and you landed in harbor, how many of you would just fall flat on your face and on your knees? How many of you know you'd do that? Yes, you would. And God delivered them from all the perils and miseries thereof, again to set their feet on the firm. Oh man, wouldn't that be nice? All the time. And then to finally get your feet on something firm. How many have ever had sickness before? Woo! If you've never been seasick, hang on. When you get to land, it will stop. Is that the truth? Yes or no? It's amazing how when you get to land, it stops. That firm foundation. And that's the way life is. When life's crazy, and to be able to stand on that rock of God, He loves you and His Word, that's the way you get that craziness to stop in your life. Amen? God's a good God. So they set their feet on a firm, stable earth, their proper element. There they are, some pilgrims. I don't know where he got those from, but there they are. This is very important. They're on the ship. Watch this. Governor William Bradford and the leaders on the Mayflower, that's called the Mayflower, remember that, right? They signed the what? The Mayflower what? They signed the Mayflower Compact. You might say, what's that about? Well, you're going to find out. They signed it on November 11th, the day they landed. 395 years ago this week. 1620. Before setting foot on what? No, we signing this. The Mayflower Compact. What is it? This was America's, say first, great institutional document. The Mayflower Compact. You don't believe in all them pilgrims, do you? Well, of course I did. It's the history of the country. Are you kidding me? This was the first thing that was signed as some form of statement about government and who they were. The Mayflower Compact. Let's read it. Follow with me. In the name of God, amen. I think you know who they are when it started off like that. Amen, say. We live in a culture today where we put God last. He's an afterthought. It's a good thing people that came before you and me didn't have that kind of attitude. We wouldn't be here today. We'd be savages. You understand that? In the name of God, amen. We whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord, King James. By the grace of God, of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King, defender of the faith, etc. Having undertaken for the glory of and advancement of the Christian what? Well, you don't believe in talking about Jesus, do you, in this country? And you can't be talking about Jesus. Have people lost their mind or yes or no? Say what? You listening to me? That's who we are! We are a Christian nation, guys. You know, it doesn't mean other people can, they have the choice to not believe. They have the choice to believe something. Yeah, sure you do. But don't go rewriting history, Joe. Listen to me. Come on. Come on. That's why they came to this country. Y'all listening or not? Say. Okay, the first document, they were still on the boat? Come on. Don't be ashamed of your faith. I mean, don't get in people's face and be ugly. That's arrogant and obnoxious and people hate it. Amen? But to not be a person of thanksgiving and praise and that you're thankful to God and you share your faith, that's what we do, right? Say, come on. Don't be ashamed.
Having undertaken for the glory of God, advancement of the Christian faith, and honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia. I hugged that sweet lady from Virginia. Where are you at this morning? You hugged me out front. There you are from Virginia. There you go. Do by these presents, solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one another, covenant, combine ourselves together into a civil body politic for our better ordering and preservation and furtherance of the end of aforesaid. And by virtue hereof, to enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time, as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience. In witness thereof, we have hereunder subscribed our names at Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the year of the reign of our sovereign Lord King James of England, France, etc., Anadama, 1620. Amen? So you saw it, right? Yes or no? There you go. Come on. Can we thank the Lord for the Mayflower Compact? Come on. You come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hey, I know y'all been maybe last week and this week you're wondering, well, this guy's a weird preacher. I don't mind letting William Bradford preach today. Amen? And the Pilgrims. It's Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving month. Come on. Now, according to Bradford, why did the Pilgrims come to America? According to the man that was on the ship. You know, I'd rather listen to him than some guy on PBS tell me about history. I don't mind PBS, as long as they're telling it right. Or NBC or ABC or Fox, for that matter. Whatever. I always like to listen to the fellow on the boat. How about that? Amen? Come on. Why did the Pilgrims come to America? Because of hope. Because of hope. Hope of finding a better place for living. That's why they came. We already read some of that stuff. Hope that their children would not be drawn by evil, and extravagance. And when you read his writings, it's so clear that he says that. We came here so our children, that's why they left Holland. It was like, we ain't living there. And they could, once they got there, they couldn't wait to get out of there. Because of their kids. Kids matter, amen? And the way you raise children matters. Hope for propagating and advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why the Pilgrims came. That's why we have America. That's why we are who we are today. Hope that the new world would be a beacon of promise and a city that's set on a hill. This is from Bradford's writings. Well, they were there for 3 years, here in America for 3 years. Where did Thanksgiving come from? Some say, well, Washington said it. Well, he did say it. 150 years later. Some say Abraham Lincoln established it. Well, he did. 250 years later, or something like that. Amen. 240 years. 250 years. So, yeah, about 250. Where'd Thanksgiving come from? The Pilgrims. Are y'all all right? Here we go. On November the 29th, and even today we celebrate Thanksgiving, the last what of the month of Thanksgiving? The last what? Absolutely. 3 years after the Pilgrims' arrival, 2 years after the first Thanksgiving, they'd already started it. Amen? They'd already started this in motion. But on November the 29th, 1623, 3 years after the Pilgrims' arrival, 2 years after the first Thanksgiving, Governor William Bradford made an official proclamation for a day of what? Thanksgiving. Now you know why November, don't you? I hear people say this, well, we should be thankful all year. Well, sure we should. But we should mark the occasion when the Pilgrims come across this country. Up from another country to establish this. And you know what? We ought to honor the people that came and they established this Thanksgiving. I'm glad it's the last Thursday of every November. Amen? Because that's who we are as a people. Yes or no? You got it? He says, inasmuch as the Great Father has given us this year an abundant harvest of Indian corn, wheat, peas, beans, squashes. How many like squash? I do. Garden vegetables. and has made the forest to abound with what? Game. And the sea with what? Fish and clams. And insomuch as He has protected us from the ravages of the savages, has spared us from pestilence and disease, has granted us freedom to do what? Worship God according to the dictates of our own conscience. Are you understanding the pilgrims? Are you understanding Thanksgiving? Well, Thanksgiving ain't about worshiping God. Have you lost your mind? Thanksgiving is all about worshiping God. Come on. Now look, He ain't done. This proclamation, here's what He says. He's the governor. People love Him and respect Him. I guess so. They elect Him for like 50 years. Now I, your magistrate, do proclaim that all you pilgrims, with your wives, with your little ones, do gather at the meeting house on the hill between the hours of 9 and 12 in the daytime on Thursday. Say Thursday. Thursday. November the 29th of the year of our Lord, 1623. The third year since the pilgrims landed on the Plymouth Rock. And I love this. Say that with me. There to listen to your pastor. Don't ever forget that. Listen to your pastor. Come on, man. Yeah, but what if the pastor's crazy? Should I listen to him? Well, not always. Okay, here we go. Listen to your pastor and render thanksgiving to Almighty God for all His blessings. William Bradford, ye governor of ye colony. Can we thank the Lord? Come on. That's where Thanksgiving came from. Now, I've given messages like this on God We Trust and talked about the pilgrims before, but at least answer the question honestly. Before today or before listening to me talk about it in the past, you would say, Pastor Gary, I did not know what you said. Can I say that? Can I see some hands? Amen. That's a lot of us in the room. And y'all are smart people. We need to get back to this kind of stuff. Amen. Come on. Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. Man, this is awesome. Now, I got to hush now. We're done, Rog, in just a couple of minutes. You got to really push me hard, brothers. Since Roger's way back there, you're getting slow. Listen to you, Pastor. And this is me today, just talking to you. What could I tell you that I think that they would, that William Bradford and the Pilgrims would tell you? More than anything else, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Believe on Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Would you listen to me, please? This isn't my opinion. It's the Word of the living God. Okay? Listen to your pastor. Are you listening to me? Say. Come on. Come on. Come on. Here's what the Bible says. If you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Man, what you really believe down in deep inside of you should come out your mouth. And tell it to the Lord. Tell it to the Lord. I believe in you. I thank you for dying on the cross for me. I put my trust in that. I don't understand it all, but I do that, Lord. Best I can, I put my faith and confidence in you, Jesus. All on you, not on me. I believe in you, Lord. Amen. Listen to that. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? Saved. Saved. Amen. I could go on and on and on. That's number one. Number one. What's the most important thing at Fellowship Church? Is telling people and sharing with people that Jesus Christ is the only way to God the Father. And that it's free. It wasn't free to Him. But it's freely been given to us by faith, by putting our faith in Christ. Y'all listening? Yes or no? Okay? Number two. Back to the pilgrims. This is what they taught. But this is how I feel as well. Very much so. Seek simplicity and purity in your worship of Jesus Christ. That's what they wanted. That's what they wanted. They wanted it to be simple. They wanted it to be pure. They wanted to line up with the Scriptures. Amen. All this other stuff that people had said, it's not there. Where's that in the Bible? Where's this being forced and shoved down our throat? And that was happening where they came from. And they were being persecuted for it. You understand? Yes or no? Okay. So I encourage you, seek simplicity and purity in your worship. I love it today. Dave, where you at? Dave, the drummer, you here in the building? Well, he's somewhere because he was there. He's out back, okay? Dave was up there today in a beautiful orange shirt and had his swim trunks on and his flip-flops. Chuck prayed with me. Coach Barris prayed with me in the truck this morning like he always does. And in his prayer, he thanked God for his flip-flops. You can come dressed up. You can come like you want to come. That's not what we're about. We're about things being simple and keeping it pure and being honest. Amen. Say. I encourage you to do that. For our rejoicing is in this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have our conversation in the world and more abundantly to you. Word. Okay, simplicity. Number three. The third thing. Listen to you, Pastor. Back though from the pilgrims. Amen. Number three. Read and rightly interpret the Holy Scriptures. Is that what they said? Free from what? Say it with me. Social, cultural, and religious. That's what I encourage you to do. Read the Bible. Rightly interpret the Scriptures. Be open to being wrong. It's okay. Be open to that. If you heard something that's... Where'd that come from? Where's that in the Bible? Amen? When you rightly interpret, don't let one verse or two verses rule the way you think. Rightly divide the Scriptures. Scripture with Scripture, comparing. Can you say this with me? Give God the benefit of the doubt. Give God the benefit of the... Can we say that one more time? Give God the benefit of the doubt. If you don't understand something, instead of indicting God, because, yeah, but you know, your word says this and it's wrong. How about give God the benefit of the doubt? It's like the old preacher said, it's not what I don't understand in the Bible that troubles me. It's what I do understand. Amen. Seek to read the Scriptures. Rightly divide them. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. More people in church get all sideways over some Bible study or lesson or something. That's the dumbest thing on the planet. Instead of humility and seeking unity and giving God the benefit of the doubt. Amen. We don't know everything. Do your best, though. Look at verse 15, study to show yourself what? Approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what they taught. That's why they came. That's what they wanted. That's what I wish for you. Amen. Number four, with great hope and zeal, advance the gospel of Jesus Christ here and around the world. That's why the pilgrim. Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on, we ought to praise the Lord for that. Come on, listen. Come on. That's what we're about. I was able to tell Linda today, sitting back there. Linda, how you doing? How you doing with me so far? You surviving or not? You're surviving. Good. Here we go. That's funny. Here we go. First time today. But when I talked to her this morning, hugged her neck out front, I was able to tell her, we built this for you. Did we? Yes or no? Yes. Absolutely. We want to be a church that reaches out to our community, our town, Northport, Fort Charlotte, whatever. We just want to reach people for the Lord. Amen? But we want to do it with great what? Hope! And we want to do it with great what? Zeal. We want to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ here and around the world. Guys, we've got so many things that we do that aren't just here on Sunday morning. It's amazing. PastorGarySermons.com. It's crazy. People today in India and all kinds of places are going to be listening to Crazy Me. It's crazy. How does this happen? You know what I mean? I mean, Saudi Arabia, Iran. We get reports from Iran. People are listening and clicking, and it's crazy. But we don't know a lot about it. We don't, you know, they're out there listing. That's the world we live in today. Amen. With YouTube. You can go to our website, pull it up, come down. It says podcast. That's voice and all that kind of stuff. You got video you can click on. You can click on our PowerPoints, and people all over are using our notes and stuff like you see today. I think a lot of people would be very served very well if they'd get this PowerPoint today. Other churches, other small Bible study groups, and learn where you came from about the pilgrims. I think that's important. Amen? And to back it up with the scripture that Bradford used. I think that's good stuff. So that's our goal here, primarily, certainly. Amen? It's where we live. Amen? Reaching others for Christ, inviting people. That's who we are. We're pilgrims. Amen? There was nothing ever built here in the middle of Rotunda. Zero. Nothing. 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 Since they planned this development in 1970. 69. Nothing. It was supposed to be the commercial center. This is where it's all going to happen, baby. Nothing ever happened. God blessed us. We're pilgrims. Guys, I don't live out here in Rotunda. I'm glad if you do live out here, it's great. I live in the old Englewood area. I drove 12 minutes to 15 minutes today to come to church. We planted this out here. Amen? That's who we are. We want to grow for the Lord. Amen? We're pilgrims. I mean, that's the truth. The fellowship has landed. Come on. The fellow what? The fellow has landed, baby. Come on, yeah. It landed. We landed. That's funny right there. We're almost done. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you of a reason of the hope that's in you with meekness and fear. When someone asks you about where do you go to church and what do you believe, be able to answer them with meekness and fear. That's reverence and respect. Amen? That's us, guys. That's who we are. And above all things, have fervent love among who? And love shall cover the what? Isn't that nice say? Aren't you glad love's covered a multitude of sins? Use what? Without what? If you ever serve here, I just want to put you on notice. If you ever serve here and you don't want to, stop. I don't want to go somewhere to someone's house and they serve me a meal. I'm not making this as a... It never has happened, but I wouldn't want to go somewhere to a meal at someone's house and the whole time they're feeding me, they're grumbling or they're grudgingly doing it. I could have stopped at McDonald's before I got there. Amen. So when we serve here, we serve and we have hospitality and we are kind to everyone. Say everyone. Everyone. Everyone matters. Say that with me. Everyone matters. Yeah, but. Well, that but ain't going to fly. Amen. Say. It's not the Bible. I think the pilgrims, they really needed each other. They'd already lost half of them. I think they really stuck together and loved each other. Why should we be any different? Amen. Amen. Come on. And we do awesome at that. Not fussing. But we still are human, right? Say. We still got the flesh. As every man hath received the gift of God, the gift of salvation. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to who? As good what? Of the manifold what? Wow. Come on. And if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God gives you. That God in all things may be what? Through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Let's praise the Lord. We're done. Come on. Boom. Good word, Raj. Thank you, buddy. The Pilgrims. Thanksgiving heritage. That's where you came from. Amen. Come on. Let's get on.